podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the Donny Review system, Diogis. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump in and talk about the topic today, I'll get it out. I'm leaving that in. I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine on the market, bar none. They are awesome. They rock. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. We have a special, quote unquote, special going on right now where we're giving quarterly memberships. We're super excited about that. People seem excited about it. And then that maybe come in and join for 3 months and take a couple months off. I personally would never leave teachhoops.com, but you have that option. And it's great. So go over and check it out, teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Let's head off to the podcast. Hey, everybody. Today, we're going to talk about three mistakes that coaches make that I have kind of observed over time that I think coaches make at practice or when they're teaching or when they're in the classroom or the video session or whatever. I think these are just three specific things that coaches make mistakes on. If there are any other ones, I'd love to hear about them in the comments down below. But these are the three big ones that I think coaches or basketball coaches make mistakes during practice. Let's just say during practice. First of all, is the lack of max reps. And what do I mean by the lack of maximum reps? What I mean by that is, and this is from someone that's coached at every level and coached at the youth level and all those kind of things. But you do not want people, especially when you're working on skill development, when you're working on training, when you're working on becoming better at a skill, you want as many reps as possible. So math teacher in me, if I'm teaching someone their multiplication tables, I want reps. I want them to practice their multiplication tables so it becomes second nature to them. I don't want them watching other people doing their multiplication tables. I want them to do them on their own. And I think that's an important thing. And I think sometimes coaches/teachers lose that at practice and they have people standing around. So you have to be creative. You have to find ways that they're not. Now, obviously, if you're scrimmaging or you're doing 11-man drill or you're doing something like that and you have 15 kids, it's going to be 11 people in the drill. But when you're working on training, when you're working on those things, you do not want standing around. Anyone that has coached a seventh grade or seven-year-old basketball team will know that if there's any standing, then first of all, they're going to lose their attention, but they're also not getting the reps, okay? The difference between your expertise in three reps and 30 reps is probably exponential. So you want to make sure that you're giving both the instruction, but then you're giving them the reps and the chance to practice. You have to be able to give them the chance to practice to become better at the skill. That's the first thing. All right. Second thing, and I won't name this person, but I had a fellow coach that I used to watch would literally start practice and spend 20 minutes talking to his team. I can't make that up. We as coaches do too much talking. They should be talking. They should be creating. They should be doing those things, not you. So too much talking. So I challenge you to take a week of practice to figure out how much of that practice you are talking and how much they are talking or they're communicating or they're doing. So I think the first big mistake is we don't get enough reps. The second biggest mistake is we talk too much. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I've got
my podcast. I like, obviously like to talk, but that you're going to lose them is what I'm saying. And we have to, you know, you're probably never going to get perfect on the amount of talk, but you have to get better at the amount of talk. So less is more is what I'm going to tell you. And the third thing is, and this has been the hardest one for me. So I've gotten, I think I've gotten much better at talking less, and I think I've gotten much better at reps. The third thing is the hardest one for me, and that's stopping drills too often and not letting the flow. Now, we have what we call the red switch, where if you're seeing, you know, seeing the same mistake happening with how they're closing out or their feet, and this, and you know, maybe you're doing 5-on-5 and the same kids are doing, you know, 4 of the 5 kids are doing the same thing. That's a critical stop. That's like the red switch. You got to switch so the nuclear reactor doesn't blow up. But for the most part, you got to let them flow through. Stopping to correct one and not the other 9, unless it's a, you know, a fatal mistake, we tend to hold it. And this is where I'll grab my assistants. I'll sub someone out. You know, I'll walk over and say, hey, John was doing this, blah, blah, blah. Then one of my assistants will, as soon as that rep is done, he'll go grab that one student athlete, and then we'll throw somebody in for him, and we'll be able to teach them and can maybe show them. And maybe it's a footwork thing, maybe it's an angle thing, whatever they're doing improperly, we'll be able to correct it and help them at the time. But it won't slow down the other 9. It won't, you know, criticize in front of others. All of those things I think are really important. So 3 big things I think you can do as a coach that you can change tomorrow to make yourself a better basketball coach at practice or whatever you're doing is more reps, less talking, and less stopping of practice and stopping of drills. I think if you do those 3 things, your practices are going to be more effective. Your players are going to be more engaged, and it will be better for all of you.
Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you subscribe, like, jump up and down, review, do whatever you got to do. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great
Sports Social Podcast Network.